This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Summer's coming to a close, and school's back in session for many families. This might mean a busier schedule for many of us. So how do we keep up with eating 3 healthy meals a day when things get hectic? Meal prepping might be an answer. Jenny LaFleur joined us to talk about why it works well for her family. You might know her as Mama Fresh, a blog that she founded that connects moms with each other and to events throughout Chicago. Lisa Counts also came in. She's a meal prep enthusiast and the executive chef at The Chopping Block, which offers cooking classes. I started by asking Jenny how this end of summer, beginning of school transition changes how she approaches mealtimes. Here's Jenny.
I think the biggest difference is our schedule predicts a different pattern for meals around this time of the year. Honestly, in the summer, we're eating in a lot more communal spaces. Mm-hmm. After a soccer game, we're grabbing a couple of pizzas. We'll have a potluck after baseball. We're just hanging out at the park. Bedtimes are a little later. Meal times tend to be a little later. But with the structure of back to school, this really puts us back in line of eating dinner at a proper time so we can keep in routine for the rest of our night.
So do you feel like meal prepping is helping you and your family save time? Like, is it really helping save time?
So at first, I didn't think so, because you think I have to dedicate one night. For me, it's Monday. But you have to think you have to dedicate one time to figuring out for the week. But it helps during the week with time and honestly with anxiety, that dreaded question, because you can literally with your partner be on the phone and that call comes in around 4 o'clock and you know what is on the other end. What are we having for dinner?
Oh, that question.
And you will end in an endless cycle and loop. Is this what adulthood is?
I'm here to tell you, Jenny, that this is it. You've made it.
This is it. I'm here. I've arrived. Thank you for having me. So this really just alleviates that. And it makes you feel like, hey, I got a plan and I got a strategy for this week.
Are you saving money too?
Yes, you are saving money because you have a strategy and you're cutting down on those impulse buys. We all know what your cart looks like when you go in hungry. And that also is what your cart looks like without a plan, because you're just shopping. And other times you're taking your kids with you. Don't even get me started on that cart. This gives you a plan. It gives you a strategy. I utilize technology. Mm-hmm. And that way I'm shopping with a list in mind.
Well, Lisa, you're a professional chef. I'm curious why you like meal prepping at home so much.
And
why you don't think it's absolute hell like I do.
Well, I fully agree with everything that Jenny said. I mean, if you plan right, it does take the anxiety away.
Yeah.
And I really feel like my day is Sunday. So that is when I am, you know, bulk prepping all of my items. And I don't necessarily look at meal planning as complete meals and packages, but I do look at it as compiling a whole list of different ingredients that I can prepare in different ways throughout the week. Mm. And to me, that brings my anxiety level down.
Yeah, I've been hearing about your approach it sort of started a whole conversation in our morning meeting, because then we all started to compare like, well, how do you do it? Well, how do you do it? So let's take yours one by one here. So Lisa, let's stick with you. So your approach is you take time breaking down veggies, proteins, some grains so that they're ready to be assembled into meals throughout the week. So walk us through that. What does it look like? Are you seasoning as you go along?
Yes, definitely. everything needs seasoning every step of the way. But yeah, I call it buffet meal prep, and I will have, you know, maybe one or two different grains like a farro or a couscous already made and chilled, just hanging out in my refrigerator. I'll have some chicken, whether it's been, you know, grilled or baked or, you know, whatever the case may be, with different kinds of seasonings. Mm-hmm. And I'll have a whole bunch of different veggies, whether it's sauteed peppers and onions that I can turn into a frittata, or I can turn that into tacos or fajitas. I can put everything all together and make it into a salad or a pasta dish on different days. You know, and I find that it works for me because not every day do I want to eat the same thing or be reheating leftovers of the same meal. So by having all these components just ready to go, I can create something different every single day.
So you're still cooking a little bit every day, but not as much as you would have been had you not prepped on Sunday.
Exactly. And this really does turn into, you know, 20-minute meals on a weeknight.
Interesting. So Jenny, you also dedicate a day where you sit down and you plan out your meals for the week. Your process might be slightly different. Walk us through.
It's slightly different. I have a family of four, and I'm a pescatarian. My husband's a good Midwestern meatitarian man. My toddler is a chicken nutitarian, and my 7-year-old is a flexitarian.
A chicken nuggetarian?
Chicken nuggetarian. We can trademark that here. So we have to go. I have different meal preferences that I'm trying to meet. So we have some that are crowd pleasers. So I kind of start, and the one thing that I would suggest for family, what are family rituals and times that you can build into your schedule? So for us, we're having pizza on Friday. I don't know if we're going to be on the moon, but I know that we're going to have pizza when we get there. So no matter what's going on, we will always have pizza on Friday. This creates memories, this creates a routine, and this gives mama a day off.
Yeah.
So we'll start with there. What are my crowd pleasers? Salmon bowls are a big hit in my house because everyone can customize. Let's do that on Wednesday when we have after school and soccer. So I'm kind of plugging the schedule to my meal to make it easy.
Salmon bowls, you say. Tell me more.
So this is probably not the way to do it. So I have an executive chef next to me, so I don't want to get
No judgment, Lisa.
So I just cook a big piece of salmon. I use it the Pioneer Woman's Method. I put it in a cold oven, and I cook it for 25 minutes on 425. I take that piece of salmon. That goes in everyone's bowl. Then you have white rice or brown rice, and I set it up. Do you remember those, like, chips and dip platters that you're unhad for a baby shower?
Yep.
I put all the toppings around it and put it on a Lazy Susan. So you can have shredded carrots. You can have edamame. I make green beans with, like, a little glaze. But I put all of these toppings, seaweed. You get the same basics, and you spin that bad boy around, and everyone can put their own toppings. It is a huge hit.
Stealing that.
Everybody loves to build your own.
Build your own. Yes, it's a great hit amongst. And everyone, I am at the age with my kids that autonomy is very important.
Mm-hmm.
They want to feel like they're controlling what's going on in their body. And so this is a case with the build your own that they're
able to
do so.
That's wonderful. And you've both kind of hit on this already when it comes to the shopping list, right? So Jenny, you build your shopping list around that very plan.
Yes.
And you use an app.
I use the app AnnieList, and you can actually put your items in there, and it categorizes it for it. Because my neurospicy brain, if I make a regular list, but if I'm in the produce, and now next on my list is rice, which is in the aisle, I'm all confused. If you put it on a list, it'll separate grains, produce, frozen. Mm. You can move things around.
Okay.
You know, wine. All those essentials, and it will move it
around.
Whispers
wine.
Right. Because I just don't want, I want to be completely transparent. This is what my list looks like. And it separates it for me, and it makes my in-store shopping experience a lot easier and more efficient.
I love that. And your strategy, Lisa, is more so building your shopping list around ingredients that you already have in your fridge or in your freezer.
Exactly. You know, I love building a pantry that can be there whenever I need something in a pinch. So I always have a well-stocked pantry full of canned goods. And, you know, I love frozen vegetables if you don't have access to fresh, and they can just be plug and played into anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when I do go shopping, I'm just trying to bulk up what I already have and just kind of picking two or three things from every single, you know, item of, you know, veggies, proteins, grains, that kind of thing.
So I want to stick with you, Lisa, and talk about keeping it interesting. A lot of people are anti-meal prep. I wouldn't put myself in that category. I'm just lazy. They want to be able to follow their cravings throughout the week rather than sort of being locked into a meal from Sunday, for instance. What do you say to those folks?
I say, you know, get creative. I love having all those spices at my disposal in my pantry, you know, trying different spice rubs or different seasonings really helps keep things nice and fresh. Trying different combinations or picking something that you've never used at the grocery store before and working around that, you know, that way you can elevate your taste buds and be trying new things and figuring out what works best for you.
How are you experimenting with different spices or herbs?
Oh, man. Every time I walk down that aisle, there's just like something new, right? I have the basics. Like I always have cumin or onion powder, garlic powder, seasonings like that. But I love trying new already made rubs. That way they already know the combination works. You know, let's try different flavors. Or maybe you want to go to a different place in the world. You try to find, you know, different flavors that are more appropriate to Mediterranean cuisine or Asian cuisine and start incorporating that into your already, you know how to cook a piece of chicken. Let's try it on this first, you know, and then you can incorporate that in other ways into your routine.
It's kind of sounding similar. You use a strategy, Jenny, where you are introducing themed dinner nights to your family.
We love a
what
theme.
What is that
we
like?
We love a themed dinner night. And it also helps us with a sense of comfort. My kids know what to expect. They know what's coming up. So it can look like a pasta night. Last night was pasta night. We do a lot of pasta nights in our house. Taco Tuesdays. Sometimes you might want to do, you visit if they're learning about another country. We're like, we'll do France. Or one time, my 7-year-old was obsessed with a card game called Taco versus Burrito. And it is a card game, and they put all of these silly things on type of tacos and burritos. So we made the card game into a dinner, but we simply just turned it to a muffin pan. And I just put everything from mushrooms to marshmallows. And so we played this game, and you rolled the dice. And you had to try that thing on your taco. Oh, wow. And so it was a lot of
fun.
That
sounds like fun, but terrifying at the same time. No, I'm kidding. Again.
Seriously. Marshmallow tacos.
So you have your taco already there. For me, chickpeas is inside of mine. Ground turkey is inside of him. And so, if you have the marshmallow, we're like, what? Not marshmallow. And then he's trying something new and pushing himself a little bit more.
This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, kids, they get into a mood. I deal with that. Mine are teens, and it's still a thing. Everyone's got their own, you know, preferences and appetites and you name it. Even though you're making their favorite thing, sometimes they won't eat it. How do you deal with that?
I just get fed up and walk away. That's not my business. My responsibility as a parent is to provide healthy food here on the table, ready for you. Of course, I wanted something to be appetizing that you eat. But I have divorced myself from the responsibility, especially with my 7-year-old, of making sure it's intake. You're going to go in. You're going to go home. You're going to go to bed. The food is here. Please take a part of it.
Yeah.
My kids are in the kitchen with me, though, and it does help when they make things with their own hands.
That's true. Lisa, we can't forget that meal prepping starts with breakfast.
Yes. Breakfast is one of my favorite meals of the day. If anyone knows me, they know my obsession with eggs. I eat eggs every single day of my life.
Sounds familiar.
So much so that I've written numerous blogs on our website about it. And I think that you can even meal prep your breakfasts. I love making burritos and freezing them. People, you know, forget that the freezer is your friend. And you can scramble eggs and have a breakfast protein in there or keep it vegetarian with vegetables and have them already already pre-assembled.
These are great ideas.
And just pull them out, throw them in your air fryer, and boom, you've got breakfast in 10 minutes.
Say someone's looking at a recipe and they don't have all the ingredients. What's a good rule of thumb when it comes to substitutions?
You can always sub like for like. When you're breaking down a recipe, when you're looking at ingredients, you have to think about what the ingredient is bringing to the recipe, whether it's, you know, salty, sweet, sour, bitter, or umami flavors. Mm-hmm. So once you can kind of break down what each ingredient is, you can substitute anything for that.
Good. Good to know. Yeah. And if someone doesn't know how to cook, I know that you've got meal prepping classes in the works at the Chopping Block.
Yes. The Chopping Block has a wealth of cooking classes on our website. And what we're working on for hopefully mid-winter is a vegan meal prepping class.
Ooh.
Yes, with Dustin Harder. He's a resident vegan chef and he wants to start a meal prepping community.
That sounds awesome.
And hopefully we can get that started Sunday mornings.
If someone is intimidated, Jenny, and they just don't want to take the time to meal prep, what do you say?
Start where you are. What are you making for dinner tonight? Maybe just start with a plan. Start with a list. Start with a whiteboard on the refrigerator. Start with just a plan to know where you're going.
Mm.
People often say, I want to be spontaneous. I want to. Have you tried finding the comfort in knowing what you're going to eat and removing that stress off your plate, especially busy parents? So I just say, don't get intimidated. Don't buy all the containers. Don't buy all the glassware. Start with figuring out your three meals for tomorrow.
Yeah. Start where you are.
Start where you are.
I'll have you both leave us with a recipe. What do you recommend? You first, Lisa.
Oh, man. I am a sucker for a grain bowl in general.
Okay.
Once again, I wrote a blog on it, thechoppingblock.com, shameless plug. But I love a good base of farro with any kind of dried fruit soaked in any kind of vinegar with any kind of sautéed vegetables. I'm a sucker for charred Brussels sprouts with cranberries and almonds and a balsamic vinaigrette.
Yeah.
That's my go-to grain bowl.
And you, Jenny?
I love them going back to the tacos. One thing we're doing is smash tacos in our house right now. Any novelty I can add for food often helps. And so we'll just use corn tortilla shells. I'll use black beans for mine, ground turkey for theirs. And you fold them up and kind of smash it and put it in the oven and bake it till it's all crispy. They're delicious. And we're a big sauce household. So you just dip, 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 and they're delicious and a crowd pleaser.
That's Jenny LaFleur, a.k.a. Mama Fresh, and Lisa Counts, who's executive chef at The Chopping Block. Thank you both. This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Linnea Dominic, edited by Meha Ahmed, and mixed by Max Lubers. Now, if you enjoyed this conversation, subscribe to the pod. You can also check out our full archive of conversations at wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thank you for listening. We'll meet again tomorrow.
Love how WBEZ shows different sides of the story. I never feel like it's too polarized, and I think the reporters do an excellent job of trying to get the full story, trying to show different other sides. I'm often, when I'm listening to public radio, think in my mind, well, what about X? Or like, I have another question. Or like, have they thought about X? And most of the time, WBEZ thinks about all of it, which I really appreciate.